Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. Now, there are several things that can occur with boats. You can mess about in them, you can be messed about by them, or if you're anything like the mob on Troutbridge, you can just be a right old mess. For the past five... It's true. For the past 5 days, they've been at sea in Troutbridge, an event which has pleased none of them, with the exception of the newlywed captain, Lieutenant Commander Staunton.
Oh, the relief. My word, number one, old fruit. It's at times like these that a chap appreciates being in the service, you know.
Yes, so you've been saying ever since you came aboard, sir.
Yes.
Maybe ask, relief from what?
Oh, marriage, old fruit, marriage. Yes. They shouldn't allow it, you know. It ought to be stamped on. Yes.
See, I'm sorry to hear this, sir. I got the impression that you and your wife were admirably suited to one another. I mean, you both like fishing.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, there you have it in a... Well, whatever it is, people have it in a what?
Nutshell, sir.
What? What was that you said, old boots?
He said nutshell, sir.
Oh, did he? Well, a nutshell's to him, too, I'm sure, yes. No, then, where were we? What? Marriage, that was it. Marriage and fishing. They don't go together, you know.
Oh, but surely your wife likes fishing, sir.
Oh, she does, old washbasin. Yes, that's the trouble. If you see what I mean. She came with me on the honeymoon, you see. Disaster it was. Oh, terrible.
Well, I believe on honeymoons, wives often do come along, you know.
Yes, yes. Well, that's one stopping at once, old boy, yes. It was his trout, you see. It was his trout. Great big fellow he was. He caused all the trouble.
You caught it, sir?
Yes. No. That was a snag, old Marrow. She caught it. Yes. I tell you, number one, when I saw her hauling in old Chummy out of the water, well, it was at that moment I realized that the honeymoon was over.
Oh, shame.
Mr. Phillips,
Just a minute, Patrick. Yes, I'm talking to the captain.
Yes, sir, I know.
Yeah, Patrick, please. Oh, don't interrupt.
Well, suit yourself, sir. It's just a small matter of navigational, sir. Navigational.
Well, what about them?
Nothing much, sir, but your last order was left hand down a bit.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, well, that was half an hour ago, sir. We've been right round in a circle twice already. If you don't straighten her up soon, I reckon we'll unscrew this bit of sea and fall right through the ruddy hole.
What?
Oh, lummy,
put a bung in it.
Put a bung in it!
No, turn the tap off.
Screw it back.
Screw it back,
right.
Try straighten her up, Mr.
Phillips. Oh, don't be ridiculous. How could you possibly... Oh, yes, of course.
Yes.
Straighten her up, Chief.
At last. Straighten up a minute here, sir. Excuse me for asking, sir. I was wondering if you'd heard what we're exactly doing out here, sir. You know, well, I mean, we've been floating about in the North Sea for days now, you know, and nobody seems to know where we're going, sir.
With Mr. Phillips' navigation, that's hardly a novelty, is it?
No, sir, no, but as a rule, we know where we're supposed to be going. I mean, even if we don't know where it is from where we are, when we don't know where we are from where it is, where we're supposed to be going, or which way it was when he went in where, round about when we come around in, I mean, do we? do we, sir? Mr. Phillips, sir. Lieutenant Commander Staunton, sir. Well, somebody. Why don't nobody ever answer, Percy?
We can't, Chief.
We're all too busy trying to work out the question.
I see. See for you, chaps. I think old Povey's coming up here.
Good, Lummy. First, nobody tells us where we're going. Then we find he's coming with us. A right trip, this is, I tell you.
So this is where you all are, is it?
That's right, old yardarm. Yes, glad you found your way, all right. I don't pop up to the bridge much myself, you know. Silly of me, really, because it's a pretty little place, isn't it? What?
Pretty little place?
Oh, yes, yes. You get a grand view from here, you know. Oh, on a fine day, you can see the windows. No, no, no. All right. No, that's not right. Think again, Ed. No, don't bother. It's hopeless.
Really? Now then, I imagine you all want to know why we're up here off the coast of Scotland
and
who the two passengers aboard are.
Yes.
I believe the chief has expressed a certain curiosity from time to time, sir.
Yes,
I can imagine. Well, allow me to put you all out of your misery. The two passengers are Professor Duncan Caskett and his assistant, Miss Crumbly, and we're bound for Loch Ness. You see, the professor is most interested in the monster and firmly believes it exists. He's sure that it must be at least 60 million years old. And if that is so, there must be some property in the Loch water which keeps it alive.
Really? No wonder it's supposed to have all those humps. What do you mean, sir?
Well, if you'd been stuck in a lot of dirty water for 60 million years, you'd have the hump, too. You were saying, sir?
I was saying that it is the professor's hope that he may discover what this property is and use it for the benefit of the human race.
Yeah, then I hope he don't find it.
You're to set course for Inverness immediately. From there, we shall all proceed to Loch Ness in the launch.
Oh, splendid, old brass hat. Anyone mind if I take me rods along? Excuse me, beg pardon, excuse me. I say, miss, could I have a bit of service, please?
Okay.
So, I'll have 2 halves of best bitter and make one of them better than the other because it's going to be mine. Oh, lovely. I suppose you wouldn't feel like treating a couple of lonely sailors on shore leave before they go on a dangerous and highly secret mission, would you?
Mission not. We have brought the new frocks, McGlynn, and schlocks the new you cannot draw will be tuna pennies.
I didn't quite get that last bit. Oh, here you are, Tart. I bet if the chief had tried that on it, it would have worked. Excuse me, please. Beg your pardon. Mind your back. Here, careful. If you don't move, I'll slop it over you.
You better not, Johnson.
What? Sorry, pardon, sir. I didn't know it was you.
It's your turn to buy the drinks, I see.
No, sir, but I'm with Abel Seaman Goldstein, sir.
Oh, yes, enough said.
Yeah.
Have you seen... Have you seen number one in here tonight?
Yes, sir, he's over there with the chief and Captain Povey.
Ah, yes, yeah, thanks very much. I'll go and join them. Excuse me. I beg your pardon. I'm so sorry. Hello, chap.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Phillips. It's your round. A small gin, please.
Yeah. I'll have a large scotch, thank you.
Yeah, plus half a rum for Chiefy O'Jonesy, sir. If I may say, how very pleased we are to see you, sir.
So it seems, yes. I hope I haven't kept you all waiting.
No, we've kept going on crisps and wallop up to now.
Have you? Then you should have got the taste for it by now. 3 halves of wallop, and that's Leslie's best offer.
We accept.
Yes, I was afraid you would. Can anyone lend me 5 bob?
Hey, you know what I mean? Isn't it marvellous, isn't it? The old ship's skint now.
Well, that's hardly new, is it? We always are.
Speaking for myself, I must say, although I'd like another drink, it's sufficient to have a chance to be out with the boys for once. My dear wife, Ramona, doesn't approve of hostelries, you know.
Oh, if she could see me now, she'd do her nut.
Yeah, well, that's understandable, isn't it, sir? I mean, it's a dead cert we'll get involved in a monumental slosh-up tonight. With about threatments between the four of us.
Well, I wouldn't bank on it, Chief, but I think Mafeking is about to stand a chance of being relieved.
Hey,
look.
Lummy, it's what's his name, and Miss Thingamajig.
Who?
I mean, Doodar and Miss What's It?
Yeah. Professor Caskett and Miss Crombie.
Well, exactly, that's just what I said.
Good evening,
Captain Purvey.
Yes, and,
everyone?
Exactly.
We were, wondering if...
Yes.
If you would care to,
join us in?
Quite. In, partaking of,
Small gin, Archcott.
Half a rum.
A bitter lemon and ice.
Not to worry, Professor, I'll get them. I'm good at it, you know. Elbows out and a good pair of solid shoes. Who can't whack it for getting a bit of service, what? Ha, ha, ha. Well, gangway, girls coming through, chaps. Out of the road, you want a bathroom?
Pretty little thing, isn't she?
Oh, yes. Very attractive.
Yeah, positively glamorous.
Yeah. It's the bifurcals and the Wellington boots that gives one a nasty. Yeah, it also gives you a slight into the unnecessaries when you look at her, I must say.
Well, Professor, when do you wish to start your experiments?
Experiments? What experiments? Experiments. I started already, you know. Mm-hmm. I've been dipping jam jars into the lock. Mm.
I don't suppose you've found anything as yet?
Oh, yes, I have. Yes, I have. 14 jam jars full of dirty water. I asked one of the locals, you know, and he said this is the one with the monster in it. At least I think he did.
What did he say exactly?
Ah, that's the trouble, you see. I don't know. There was a lot of do you ken the new ark, Danok, Dork, and so on. But in the middle of it, I caught a couple of words that convinced me that this was the monster's lock.
What words were they, sir?
Well, after something that sounded like breathing fire from 8 humps, he definitely mentioned fangs, claws, and skin like a tank.
Yeah, good night, all. Fall in 16 men after the tea. Pertley wants an escort home. Shoot when you see the whites of its 89 eyes, lad. This way to the armored car.
Chief, will you shut up? You're making us all nervous.
You speak for yourself, sir. I've been nervous for days.
Gangway, chaps. A tray full of booze coming through. Make way for the weaker sex.
She's joking, of course.
Well, here we are. I'm ready. Old cash ran out, so I've got you all walloping instead. Help yourselves. Got to get back with the tray. There's 10 bob deposit on it.
Right. Oh, allow me to take it back, madam. We can't have you lifting heavy grain.
No, not to bother. Rather do it myself. Besides, you might stick to the 10 bob, what?
What are you talking about?
Oh, heavens to Betsy, I've just remembered. Purvey, old man.
Yes, old boy? I mean, sir, that is...
The landlord's got a message for you. He had a phone call from your wife.
What?
Just you were in the bar, and when he told her you were, she said she thought you would be, and what she had to say could wait until she got you at home.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Well, I don't care. It's been worth it.
Bully for you, sir. That's the spirit. Show her who's master.
I think she already knows, Mr. Phillips. Yes, well, I think I'd better be getting back in case she phones again. I mean, in case we have to make an early start in the morning. Certainly. Drink up, Mr. Phillips.
I'm not used to drinking wallop, and this glass is a bit of a monster.
Mr. Phillips! Kindly choose your words a little more carefully. Remember, we've got to walk along beside the loch to get to our sleeping quarters.
Yes, so we have, yes. It's a good thing it's moonlight. I wonder if we shall see any sign of the...
Out.
Yeah, out. And before we go, Bags Pertwee walks in the middle all the way back.
You know, when we walked to the pub, I'm sure it wasn't as far as this.
Oh, yes, it was, sir. It's just because it's dark now that it seems longer.
Well, walking along by the edge of the lock like this, even Mr. Phillips could hardly lose it, could he, sir?
I wouldn't care to bet on it.
No, neither would I. Mr. Phillips, Mr. Phillips, had you noticed, sir, we ran out of lock to walk beside?
Besides what?
No.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's ridiculous. We can't have done. The pub was on the south side of the lock. Now a little bit of hame from hame was on the south side. All we had to do was walk along until we came to it.
Mr. Phillips, which side was the water on when we walked to the pub?
Well, on the right-hand side, sir.
And which side is it now?
The right-hand side, sir. I was particularly careful to check that when we... Oh. It shouldn't be, should it?
No, it thumping well shouldn't. Either we've walked miles beyond the pub, or somehow or other you've got us over to the north side.
Either way, we know something now, don't we?
What, Chief?
Mr. Phillips can't navigate on land either.
Whoever thought he could?
Here, I say, you chaps aren't losing confidence in me, are you?
Oh, perish the thought, sir. Perish the thought, Mr. Phillips, sir. There's nothing we wanted to do more than walk miles and miles in the wrong direction, in the pitch dark, in the middle of the night, with monsters on the prowl all round. And... Can.
Ah! Help! It's the monster! It's the one with the fangs and the claws and the skin like a tank. Don't eat bird, wee monster! I'm in a quiet case.
Oh, how true. No, be quiet. It's only a dog.
No, it isn't, sir. Look, I can see it ahead of us, sir. Look there.
What's there?
Yes, there, sir. It's a great big thing. All illumining in the gloomy.
What? Oh, lummy.
It's real. I believe it's precious.
So do I.
Look out. It's starting to move. Go on, get back. Go on, run for it. He's got the pelt.
Ooh. Is that you, Chief?
Lummy, it's a talking monster.
Yeah, it's a talking monster, all right. Wait till I get my fangs and claws on his skin like a tank. That's how you clod-hopping great clown. What do you think you're doing?
I'm lost.
And that makes two of us. We're a couple of misplaced persons, and I've been for hours.
Tell me, it's Goldstein. Goldstein! We thought you was the monster.
Who? We thought you was. That's why I held to frighten you off, you see.
Very lifelike, I thought it was.
Yeah. I can do sheep as well, you know.
Really? Well, yeah. I'm sure it's very clever, but I can't think of a time when being able to say bah would come in handy.
Yeah, Goldstein.
I had an uncle that did impressions once, you know. Only he did trams going up and down hills.
Now, look here,
He did it once when my auntie was crossing the road.
Oh, I bet that made a jump, didn't it?
No, it didn't, actually. More's the pity.
Oh.
You see, it wasn't my uncle at all. It was a tram going down the hill. And it caught her a glancing blow right in the handbag.
Oh, nasty.
Goldstein,
Should have known it wasn't him, really, because at the same time as he went, whoa, wow, he used to go, ning, 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 and swing his arms about, bashing himself to bits as if he was a driver on a bitterly cold
Goldstein.
Day.
Belt up, Goldstein!
I think I'm going up the wall. It's unbelievable. 5 grown men standing about in the middle of the night listening to one idiot going, wow.
No, if you'll excuse me for saying so, sir, but you haven't got that quite right. It's not wow. It's woo-wow.
Okay.
Oh, for heaven's sake, let's start walking in one direction or the other. We'll never get back to the base. And the professor wants to get out in the launch early tomorrow morning.
Right, sir. Come on, chaps. This way.
Are you certain it's this way, Mr. Phillips?
Absolutely positive, sir.
Good, that settles it. We'll go that way instead. We may as well give ourselves a sporting chance of getting back before dawn.
Very funny. Well, you can all go that way if you like. I'm going this way. I've just worked it out by the stars, you see, and you're all going to be jolly sorry if you didn't take my advice and follow me.
Possibly, but I think we'll risk it. Good night, Mr. Phillips. If you haven't turned up by Thursday, we'll send a search party. Morning, Chief.
Launch ready?
All ready, sir. She's tied up at the end of the jetty.
Splendid. I imagine the professor will be along shortly. I suppose you haven't seen anything of Mr. Phillips this morning?
Not as yet, sir. No.
I presume he did get back last night.
Oh, I imagine so, sir. Yeah. Although after the quick butchers at the local mat this morning, I can't help feeling that his way may have been a little longer than ours.
Really? How much longer?
Oh, about 4 hours' walk, sir. Providing he ran, of course.
I see. Well, that means he got here about half an hour ago. Wonder where he is now.
Good morning, number one. Where are the others?
Well, sir, we're not sure if Mr. Phillips has got back from last night's walkies yet.
If there's any justice, the monster will have got him. What about Lieutenant Commander Staunton?
Oh, well, now, it's funny you should mention him, sir. You know, I really can't remember seeing him since we got here.
Gone fishing, I suppose. Well, that'll be the last we'll see of him for a month. Now,
what's that?
Sounds like a telephone ringing.
It seems to be coming from that little arch at the end of the jetty, sir.
Why, shouldn't think it's for us, would you?
No. We shall never know if we don't answer it, shall we? Come on, quick, get the door open. Hello, Jetty Hut speaking.
Hello? Your early morning call, Mr. Phillips.
What?
It's 7:30. Thank you.
No. Wait. Just a minute. What is all this? Where's Mr. Phillips supposed to be?
Well, when he booked the call, he said he'd been asleep in a launch at the end of the jetty and would we keep on ringing until he woke up.
I see. He did, did he? Thank you. I'll see he gets his call, all right. Goodbye. Chief, you might walk down to the end of the jetty and see if Mr. Phillips is in the lounge and whether he'd like his early morning tea and biscuits yet.
Blimey, that's where he ended. I mean,
odd, isn't it? He always seems to get back eventually. Wonder if he ordered a morning paper as well.
Oh, really? This is absolutely... Hello?
One moment, please. I have a long-distance call for you.
What? But this is completely ludicrous. Here we are in the middle of nowhere, and we keep getting telephone calls.
Hello, could I speak to Captain Povey, please?
Speaking? Who's that?
Ben Cornwall, sir. I'm speaking from your office at Portsmouth.
Good grief, how did you know where I was?
It was a guest, sir. I understand there was a call from Mr. Phillips from that number about an hour ago, asking if somebody would cancel his morning paper.
Oh, no. I'm surprised the idiot didn't reverse the charges.
He did.
Trust him to spend about 5 shillings to save the cost of a morning paper. I'll have something to say to him about this when I see him.
Oh, that reminds me, sir. I have an urgent message from your wife.
Oh, dear. There's nothing wrong, is there?
She said I was to give you her compliments, and she hoped you got the hangover you richly deserved.
What?
And that it was not a bit of good hiding up there with your booze-bashing friends. The longer you stayed, the worse it would be for you when you got back and she could sort you out.
Oh, no. Well, tell her I'll get this job cleared up here this morning and I'll be back by the first train.
Very good, sir. She said she thought you would be, and I was to tell you she'd be there to meet it.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Goodbye. Number one, where's the professor?
Gone to get his jam jars, I believe, sir.
Oh, has he? Well, he'd better get all the dirty water he wants on this trip this morning because it's the last one. We've been recalled.
Yes, I rather thought we might have been.
It's urgent Admiralty business. You understand.
Oh, why?
Yes, yeah. Good. Well, now, for heaven's sake, let's get down to the launch and get going before that blasted phone rings again.
Tiller left hand sideways.
A bit.
Tiller left hand sideways.
A bit it is, sir.
Good show. We're not keeping you up, are we, Mr. Phillips?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Earl. You're being a bit sarky to Leslie, aren't you, sir? It's all right for you. You've had a good night's sleep. I was walking myself to a standstill all night.
I should have thought you'd have found it inspiring, sir. That's what I should have thought. You'd have seen all the beauties of the countryside in the moonlight. Listening to the dawn chorus. And the gentle mooing of the island cattle across the Ever. And the gentle splish, splash of the water against the banks and braes as you fell in the lock for the 18th time.
How did you know I fell in?
Oh, simple deduction, sir. When we woke you up, you were sitting in the launch in a little puddle and your uniform was sort of steaming in the sun. Very pretty it was.
Excuse me, gentlemen, but this looks a likely spot.
Oh, certainly, sir. Put the brakes on and shove her into neutral.
Please. Put the brakes!
What are you talking about?
He means park it.
Oh, I see.
No. Wait. What's that out there? There's something on the horizon.
Where?
Whereabouts,
where?
Sir?
Where?
Oh, I see. Good gracious.
What's it there?
It's travelling at a terrific rate.
But it's coming straight for us.
It's the monster! It is! We're all going to be eaten and become another 6 ups. Yes, Pertwee's kingdom for an helicopter. Have a bit with Jonesy. The monster's after him.
Stop jumping up and down, Pertwee. You have the launch over.
I can't understand it, but look through the glasses. It's a rowing boat, but it must be doing about 20 knots.
Let go, you brute. Stop it, I say. Give me back me line.
Lummy, it's Lieutenant Commander Staunton. Oh, you know what happened? He's got his rod out, and he must have caught the monster. That's what's pulling him along.
Get it out, do you hear? Oh, dear. Hang on, arms. You'll have your rod. Let go, you bounder.
Blummy, how about that?
His rod went straight into the water like a dart.
Captain's blowing up and coming alongside, sir.
Ahoy there. What happened?
The impossible, old Powerpot. I must have caught the big fella. Oh, and I'll never forget it. There was I having a quiet little fish, and then, bang, whoosh, my line went taut and I was doing 50 miles an hour.
I knew this was the right lock. I knew there'd be a monster down there somewhere. Oh, what a pity you didn't land him.
Land him? The bound of blooming well nearly landed me, old Bruce.
Here, what's going on? Hey, what's all that bubble noise?
It's the monster! He's coming up from his after. That's what it is. Lock Miss Nelly wants her pudding.
It's not, you know. Unless Nelly's made of tin.
Lummy, it's a submarine.
A what? Oh, good grief. It's one of those new ones from the United States Navy.
Oh, dear, how very disappointing. Exactly. It's raising its hat to us.
That's the conning tower hat, idiot.
All right, you crummy lot of creeps. What did you do, huh? How did you stop our propeller?
Never mind that, you villains. What have you done with me fishing rod? Give it back, I say.
No, Lieutenant Commander Stanton, don't you realize what you've done? Your blasted fishing rod has fouled their pops.
Well, if they bent it, they can jolly well buy me another one. Solid steel, that was.
But don't you understand? The American government spends millions of dollars making a nuclear submarine, and then you have to go fishing and wreck the whole project. We shall be the laughingstock of every navy in the world.
Well, I don't see that, sir. I should have thought they would be. After all, surely this makes Lieutenant Commander Stanton's fishing rod the ultimate deterrent.
I suppose it does.
What's that ringing noise?
Well, I think it's the phone in the little hut on the jetty, sir. I shouldn't bother about it. It's probably a wrong number.
It's not. I know what it is. It's Ramona again. Head for the shore at once. We must get there before it stops ringing, or she'll swear I was in the pub again.
Aye, aye, sir. Brakes off.
Brakes off, sir.
Banger in first.
Banger in first, sir.
And easy with the clutch.
If you insist, sir. And off we go, laughing.
Hey, come on! You can't leave us now out here like this. We've got to get back to base for the Admiral to have his decoy letter. Help! We want to go!
And that was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Judy was Judy Cornwell, Taffy Goldstein was Taniel Evans, Abel Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, and Rear Admiral Ironbridge was played by Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.